Yes, indeed, a busy day, and the weather was pretty good as well for Athletic, so that's a big plus. But really, this was about celebrating 50 years since Mary Peters won the gold medal in Munich. So those of us that are old enough would remember that historic day when she won the heptathlon on that occasion. And, you know, it was a big story at the time. And, of course, she's still well. She's still well, and she's still healthy. And she was there today and celebrating 50 years since Munich, since the Olympic Games and that gold medal. So that's what it was all about. It was 50 years since then, and of course there were Donegal athletes competing and taking the opportunity to get involved. So the big story really was Summer Leckie. She jumped at 183, so she's beginning to improve. She's beginning to hit good heights, and you know, she won the event. She did jump 180 last weekend in France, and you know, the indications were that her confidence was back, because she did have a disappointing championships in the indoor season, and you always worry about that. But most definitely she's back, and she jumped 183. She needs 186 to make the Commonwealth Games standard. So that's she's got time on her side at the moment, so she's got to get the competition. So that was a big story. Then we had Lauren Callaghan of Thin Valley as well. She won the long jump with a 5.92. That's a lifetime best for her, and winning the senior event was a big deal for her. She's a DCU student, of course, and she's in the sport since she was a child, so she'll be well happy with that, and as will her coach Paul Wilkinson. So that was a big one for her. Then we had Lucy McGlynn from the Chicano Club across through the gap and in Donegal Town, Ballyshannon, and she won the 400 metre hurdles. She got a really big PB. She got just sub 61, and that was the fourth fastest ever by a Donegal athlete over 400 metre hurdles. She won the event. Yes, she won the event. She did do a PB, and indeed, you know, other than Kelly McGrory, who has gone sub 60, you know, the other two guys that have gone just faster than her over the years were Arlene Crossan and Kate McGowan. So she's on the way up, and she will break 60, and she is a talented young girl. So let's see where that takes us. What else did we have? Well, we had Harriet McCrossan in an underage race. She won the 100 metres. She's from Lifford Strabane. We had Brent O'Donnell, third in the hammer. What did he throw? He threw 55.92. And we had Gareth Crawford from Lifford Strabane winning the javelin with a 66 plus. So that's a good opener in the season for him. Indeed, he'd be pretty happy with that. That's in around where he's at coming out of last season, 66, 67. So maybe we can get a new Donegal mark from him before the season's out. Have we anything else? Yes, Sean McGinley, the Glen Swilly lad, competing out of Thin Valley. He finished third in the 1500 metres. And again, it was a good opportunity. It was an opportunity for athletes to take advantage of the competition, and that's really what it's all about. Some of these athletes, Harriet and Sean and that, will compete, and Lucy will compete in the Irish Girls Finals next weekend, and so on. Today as well, we had the Donegal 14-19 Championships. Weather good in Letterkenny. A big program for the officials, so well done to the officials for getting through that program, and that was it. But the big news was today was Summer Leckie, 183. That's a good standard jump, and of course Lauren and Gareth and Lucy McGlynn getting victory as well. So later this evening, Anne-Marie McGlynn goes in the 10,000 metres in Pace in France. That'll be interesting to record that tomorrow. And Mark English is down to run in Belgium and Erdogan, so we'll see how that goes as well. We'll bring you that result tomorrow as well. Rushing Flanagan competing in Michigan later today in the NCAA finals. She came through the 1500 metres during the week with a 4.22, so she'll be going for Boston, going for gold in the NCAA, which is the National Collegiate, which is major in the States. So she's in that final 1500 metres. So it's all go. More news tomorrow and good news today.